Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with the horrors of the Holocaust, where there were tortures, beatings, rapes, experimentation, trafficking, all sorts of horrific crimes that were done on the prisoners of the Nazis, the UN, the United Nations, was born and was created such that something like that would never happen again. Well, we're being told, and this has been since day one, and not a lot of people believed, they didn't want to believe it, or the media didn't cover it, but we were told that the Russians were doing allegedly similar tactics. They were raping Ukrainians, sending people off to camps, torturing individuals. There would be mass killings, graves. And no, we're not going to really engage. You know, we'll help Ukraine and maybe we'll do some sanctions. But no, it's not like another Holocaust. They're not doing what the Nazis did. And I've been saying since day one, it sounds to me like they took a playbook out of Hitler's, you know, Mein Kampf or whatever he's done, whatever his, let's say, playbook was, and are paralleling it. And so now we're being told that children as young as 4 have been raped and tortured by Russian soldiers. Children. 4? Are you kidding me? There's also been reports of former detainees who have been shocked with electricity, tortured, beaten, forced nudity. You guys remember the pictures of the concentration camps in World War II where women are standing there naked, men are standing there naked. Again, here we are in 2022, same stuff, different century. And so my question is, who gets involved? Is it the UN? Is the world supposed to come in and stop Putin? Or do we just sit and wait, kick the can down the road, while these atrocities repeat themselves? You know, When you hear people who are Holocaust deniers, and I really think they're the complete, I can't say the word on air, and like, oh, the pictures are made up, and they're, you know, and you're like, okay, you know, then, because if you tell me where most of my family went, I'd really like to know. Hey, they're gone. They were exterminated, wiped off the face of the earth. So I doubt they're in on the ruse, okay? There were millions upon millions of people, 6 million Jews, 6 million non-Jews, Catholics, homosexuals, gypsies, people who helped the war effort for the Allies, murdered, exterminated, raped, trafficked, tortured, and we vowed never again. We keep saying that, never again. And children who don't really have a lot of connections to relatives who survived that are like, okay, so what does that mean, never again? It means the second we detect, the second, maybe the nanosecond, we detect any sort of behavior such as that, where somebody tries to annihilate another group of people, or puts them through these atrocities, we stop it. Well, since all countries can't necessarily group together and figure out how to organize, we have the United Nations. That's what the United Nations is for. In fact, when you look at the preamble of their charters, they say the purpose is to maintain international peace and security, to take collective measures for the prevention and removals of threat to the peace, and for the suppression of acts of aggression or other breaches of the peace, and to bring about a peaceful means and in conformity with the principles of justice and international law, adjustment or settlement of international disputes or situations which might lead to a breach of peace, to develop friendly relations, achieve international cooperation, be a center for harmonizing the actions of nations. Well, that's all nice. But they are also, they were designed, and the Ukraine joined. Ukraine joined in 1945. They were designed to never let another entity affect a group of individuals like this again. And so my question is, here we are 7 months later, with 7 months of reports of mass killings, tortures, rapes, executions. What are they supposed to do? When do they get involved? Is there going to be a vote? Well, you know, they went and visited the camp. They went and visited the Zaporizhia power plant. Well, that was nice. I mean, 5 months too late, but they went and visited the plant as Putin's been threatening nuclear retaliation. But if it's not the UN, who is it? I mean, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe the UN is just supposed to be a figurehead going, hey, guys, we're all going to meet. We'll have some meetings. We'll look like we all get along. All right, this is a poison. This is a cancer that has invaded another country. And it's one thing for one country to want to annex their land. It's another to do what they're doing, where they are torturing and as I'm not going to go through the whole list again, of innocent civilians that are just living in the area or who got caught up in this. And so I'm not really sure what America's, you know, or any of these other countries should be doing if the UN isn't the peacekeeping body or the world police that we thought they were somehow supposed to be. And somebody could say, well, if Ukraine needs help, they'll ask for it. They've been asking for help since day one. And I'm not saying we need to go to war with Putin. I'm not saying we need to, you know, be allies with Ukraine and all of a sudden get into a World War III conflict. But if everybody has been promising that they would never let a Holocaust happen again, and it's happening, and they would never allow atrocities that the Nazi regime did be done ever again in history, and it's happening now, well, where are we? Who's supposed to get involved? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so are we in a pandemic or are we not in a pandemic? And interestingly, there's been a lot of talking back or fixing what President Biden had said, and I told you how I am. It depends on what he's saying in terms of the COVID pandemic being over. If he's saying we are not in a state of emergency anymore and we don't need to do any more draconian measures, we could hire back the military that didn't get vaccinated, hire back the staff, the nurses, the law enforcement, stop all the billions of dollars that they want to spend towards the COVID fight, and minimize some of that additional spending as we're going into some horrible inflation, a horrible recession and high inflation. I agree with him. If he says the pandemic is over, no. By definition, the pandemic is not over. We still have thousands of new cases a day. throughout the world. Deaths every day being reported throughout the world. Apparently hospitalizations are rising again in the UK. When hospitalizations rise in the UK, that means we follow in a couple months. So, no, the pandemic, by definition, is not over because you have a disease that is out there that's ubiquitous across the globe, still causing new infections, still causing new mortality and morbidity, meaning health defects, and we don't have it necessarily controlled, and it keeps coming in waves. So, no, we are still, okay, we can't say COVID season's over. COVID season never ended. So we're technically still in a pandemic. But are we in a state of emergency? No. We're not in a state of emergency. So with that, I agree with Biden. All right? But the Biden administration now is like, well, whoa, 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 whoa. We got a lot of things that we are trying to make in terms of policy that is based on pandemic, people. We got to write off student loans. We got to write off, we have to... let people in on the border or whatever they might be using COVID as an excuse for. Well, the CDC has now stepped in, and Dr. Rochelle Walensky did not want to necessarily agree with the president's assertion. She, quote-unquote, according to her speaking to ABC News, she refused to agree with Biden's declaration that the pandemic is gone or over. But she did acknowledge that we are having lower hospitalization rates and falling case rates, which is fantastic. She attributes to the vaccines. I attribute to vaccines and natural immunity and to a virus that's getting weaker. So when Biden made his remarks during his appearance on CBS 60 Minutes, he had said the pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. He says everyone seems to be in pretty good shape, and so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it. Now, this is when he was walking around the Detroit Auto Show. It drew thousands of visitors. So I get that he wanted to, show that, and reverse. Remember, they got an election coming up. Well, we all have an election coming up, the midterms. And the lockdowns were very unpopular. And data coming out of red states and blue states, which I really don't like that term. I think we're all Americans. But data from more Republican policy or conservative policy states versus more liberal policy states show very similar data in terms of hospitalizations, death, and some of them have shown more improved academics as kids were back to school sooner. So, Biden realizes this was unpopular, and the sooner they could get COVID off their platform, the better. The problem is much of what they want to do and the spending and a lot of their policies was kind of hinged on, well, look, because of the pandemic, we had to do this, 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 and this. So now officials are like, well, wait a second here. If he's going to say the pandemic is over, this could mess up a lot. But the thing is, as I said, as a physician, if we're looking at definitions, by definition, I tell you guys, I can't say the pandemic is over. And now, let's modify the definition. If you say the definition of a pandemic is a brand new disease, and the brand new disease spreads, and it's on in that velocity of spreading, and it is becoming pandemic, and you want to use the term as a brand new disease that is starting to spread and overwhelm us, then no, we are not overwhelmed by this anymore. It's already here. We're going to get waves, and it isn't something new. Do we say we have a pandemic of diabetes? I do. I think we have a pandemic of obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, but you just don't really use that term for that. So I'm not here to say Biden was right or Biden was wrong, but I'm here to say you have health officials going, okay, wait a second, no. So Dr. Walensky, according to the Daily Mail, was very careful with her words. She says, I think if we look at the big picture, things are very different. We're in a different place. Schools are open. Businesses are open. We have a lot of population immunity out there right now. But we still have hundreds of people a day. We're being told 400 or 500 a day are dying of COVID. So what's happening next? So as the UK is reporting, and we're going to go into it more a little bit later, a rise in hospitalizations, that to me is a very predictable next wave of COVID. I believe we are going to be battling the Omicron still, which means those updated vaccines we got that are bivalent, which means do they have protection or the mRNA, not only for the old wild type, but a newer Omicron, and not the BA1 like the UK shot does, the BA5, the more recent ones. That means I think those vaccines are going to be a more protective than the older ones for boosting and timely as we're going into the fall. Apparently the World Health Organization is watching about 200 new variants, and there are 200 variants of Omicron. So I don't think yet we're seeing a resurgence of Delta or a Lambda, Beta, any of the other ones for now. Now, could there be a Zeta? Maybe. Could there be an Omega? Maybe. But right now we're on Omicron. BA4.6 is starting to be more wily than the BA5. Apparently BA4.6, a lot of us have not gotten that. We got the BA4 and the BA5, but we didn't necessarily get the BA4.6. That might be the next one. So the COVID Scenario Modeling Hub makes pandemic projections, and they feel that the new tweaked boosters will add protection. And they project now before the boosters, they projected we were going to have, I think, 1.3 million hospitalizations, 181,000 deaths. That hopefully will be minimized. U.S. health officials say only 4.4 million Americans have gotten the updated COVID booster shot. And we have 365 million people in this country. So there is this hesitancy. Why are people hesitant to get the booster? Well, because they just got beaten up by COVID. They're a little exhausted. They feel like their COVID infection boosted them, which isn't wrong. When you get COVID, you get a boost of immunity. The only thing is our natural immunity and our vaccine immunity isn't lasting. So I'm going to get my flu shot, and then I'm going to probably get my booster for COVID. I'm not excited. I don't like getting shots, but I do because I just don't want to get sick. And I'm getting older. I'm middle-aged. And when I was younger, I got the flu shot because when I got the flu, whoa. I was in medical school, and I got pneumonia around flu season. And that was the scariest thing, especially since you couldn't take off. And they wouldn't let you wear masks. I remember I was wearing a mask, and one of my superiors said, "You look ridiculous in this. Take that mask off." It was so funny how a doctor said, "You walking around with a mask can scare patients." And I'm like, "Well, we're supposed to wear masks in front of patients." But I was wearing a mask, and I was asked to remove my mask, even though I had pneumonia. It was crazy. But that was the thinking back then. You don't want to scare patients. You don't want to. Now it's like, oh, yeah. You know, we're in a pandemic, and we have this, and we have to lock down. And so I love the fact, what's positive, I love the fact that you see the Biden administration not want to embrace, you know, some of the measures, the draconian measures that we had a couple years ago, and they want to, you know, kind of live in this non-state of emergency. They just have to get their story straight. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Republicans are holding a conference Friday in Monongahela, Pennsylvania, about a 45-minute drive south of Pittsburgh. They're presenting to the American people their commitment to America. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan at the conference.
Controls higher education. They control the White House. They control the House. They control the Senate right now. But the left doesn't control we the people.
As Russian leaders in Ukraine conduct referendum elections to annex occupied territory to Russia, now through Tuesday, the United States continued to convince world leaders at the United Nations Russian leadership is bad. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on MSNBC Thursday.
Over 190 countries sitting in the room, listening attentively to the President of the United States condemning Russia.
We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, again, for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Okay, so we are struggling with how we're moving forward in schools as kids are sick. They're calling out sick. I've sadly taken care of a lot of kids that have had fevers, rashes. One child, I really think, had chicken pox or monkey pox. Was diagnosed with hand, foot, and mouth, and I'm like, no, this is more severe. Mom said he's getting worse, he can't eat, lesions are in his mouth and his rectum. I'm like, this could be monkeypox. So we have kids back to school, and this is a constant struggle for parents, for teachers, where kids go back to school and then they get sick. My younger brother, I have a younger brother who's 16 years younger than me. I had moved out when I was 18, but my parents had told me that, you know, they had you know, reluctantly put him in, because they were worried about his immune system, they reluctantly put him in daycare or preschool, and the second they did, he got super sick, and then they pulled him out, and I'm like, okay, well, no, let him get over it, let his immunity build, and then let him get back to school, let him get, you know, this was when he was pre-K. They're like, no, because he gets sick. So parents freak out because they bring their kid to daycare, and it's always like the first week or two these kids get sick. The new ones, the new to daycare, and the older they are, the more they get hit with something. And I think we need kind of a mass awareness campaign and a mass understanding of what happens when you have a child that grows up in a home with a very similar microbiome, and you protect that kid, you helicopter parent, and then all of a sudden, they have to go out to school. And almost, we should probably tell parents to expect it. Expect they're going to get some colds. Expect they're going to get COVID. Expect they're going to get sick. Now, as a parent, and I know because I'm a mommy, all right, I love my two little baby boys, even though they're not babies. They're grown up little baby boys. Those are my babies. As a parent, I get that you don't want to have that on your conscience, where you are taking your child to a place knowing that they are going to get ill. And it is, and it's a different concept, especially now. I mean, you know, back when I grew up, it's like, there's chickenpox around, go get chickenpox. But we've started to change some of our thinking because there's some big, bad, mean bugs. There's some really, really bad stuff out there. So parents are reluctant to think that they were the one that caused their child, who was dependent on them, to make a decision to get sick. That's why there's so much hesitancy with parents and vaccines. Because they're like, if my child is that one in a million that's going to get that side effect, I'm not going to live with myself. In fact, I went through that with my kids when I took them to get the COVID vaccine. You know, they were like, if anything happens to me, Mom, if anything happens to me, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, God, what am I doing? But as I told them, I go, look, I'm more worried about, you know, what COVID could do to you. I'm going to feel more guilty if something bad happens to you from COVID than something bad happens to you from the vaccine. And it was a tough decision for me as a parent. So any parents out there who said, I haven't vaccinated my kids for COVID, they're not bad people. They're trying to weigh, you know, the lesser of what they believe are two evils, COVID or a side effect to a vaccine. And when somebody says that the risks of vaccine side effects can be anywhere from, you know, one in a million or one in 2 million, well, we've been trained that COVID can kill one in a million. So, or less. So we've been trained that if you could be that one that dies of COVID, then that same thinking is going to apply to parents going, but my child could be that one in a million or one in 3 million that get the side effect. So, but public officials are worried that now kids are getting sicker because of the lockdowns. And as children are heading back to school, and even though a lot of kids went back to school last year and even the year before, you still had many children learning from home, parents homeschooling, and they're finding a larger number of young children and infants with more severe illness, more hospital ICU admissions. Now, I think a lot of them are still COVID, you know, because this summer we don't really have a lot of other viruses circulating that we know of. But what if a lot of us are getting sick from newer things because we've been so locked down, we've been wearing masks? Because remember, when kids were at school last year, they were wearing masks. Well, that changes what they're exposed to. So we need to find a fine balance of children gaining natural immunity and not getting sick. And we haven't figured that out. Just like we need a fine balance of getting vitamin D from the sun, but not getting skin cancer. It's difficult. You would think nature or God would have easier choices. You know, so how much sunlight can I get without getting cancer? You know, how much exposure to other kids can I get to boost my immunity but not get something super duper bad? You know, parents don't want their kids getting lice. Parents don't want their kids getting scabies. Parents don't want their kids getting MRSA. One parent called, said the child was hanging out. He coaches students. And the child was hanging out, sitting on a mat, and now has this horrible rash in the vaginal and rectal area. And I said, he's obviously freaked out about bringing the kid back to any sort of school location. Could be chicken, could be monkeypox, could be yeast, could be a variety of things. I don't know. I don't get to follow up on him. All I get to do is make recommendations and prescribe whatever I can. But I said, you know, this child's got to get checked out. But it's very logical and understandable and instinctive for a parent to say, I don't want my kid exposed to something they don't have to be exposed to. And what made COVID so different and so crazy was that we wished it was just a cold. And when I saw that people could have long-term BS, they could get diabetes from COVID, they could get anxiety, depression, they could get coughs, their voice could change, their fertility could change. Now it started to put things into perspective, going, wait a second here. Okay, this isn't a cold that's going to boost my kid's immune system. You know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. This is something that could forever cause a disability. And I have patients that are disabled from COVID. So we're dealing with a virus that's very unique, possibly engineered, or possibly it was forced, it was in a lab for so long that it just, you know, took a shape or form that it shouldn't have. Because when you have something that's supposed to occur naturally in an unnatural setting, it could mutate differently. So I do believe that humans are to blame for what happened with COVID, either directly or indirectly. And at that point, we can't always use our normal logic. But, you know, if kids don't get around other kids, their immune system doesn't boost. And so it's just a fine balance that parents have to have with their kids going back to school getting sick. And, you know, how we did it in the olden days was you got sick, you were out of school for a couple days, as soon as the kid felt better, get them back, you know, feed them well, get them good rest, and get them back to school. And so that's what we're going to probably see a lot of this year. But I do agree that because we don't know what's coming around the bend, if we do have vaccines that are safe and you feel comfortable, overall safe, and you feel comfortable, you know, they could help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800. And drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, they're here. They finally came in. You guys can now buy them. Like, ooh, what else can I buy? We got something new to buy? I told you guys years ago that you are going to be able to buy insects. Not go to your backyard and swallow what's floating around your pool, but you could actually go to a store and buy insects to eat. No, those are just going to be at specialty stores. It'll just be powder and it'll be no. You can now buy full-on bugs and scorpions. Full-on scorpions to eat. I know this because my husband went to get some coffee. Then he goes to get coffee. And he says he's getting coffee. He better not be getting treats that he's not supposed to be eating. Because otherwise he's a bad boy. But he sends a picture to us in our group text. Going, look. We could eat bugs if we want. Like, gross. Disgusting. And there were little packages. I'm writing an article so you guys could see these. There's packages of, I believe, ants, scorpion, worms, and crickets. The company was called Little Bugs. No nutritional information that I'm going to have to go into a store and take a picture of the backside of it, but the website of Little Bugs doesn't seem to have the nutritional information on it, so it's kind of hard to find. But these are things that are, I guess, cleaned, flavored, and allow you to eat a bug. And I told you guys that this was going to be coming because we have this growing food shortage. I've been talking about eating bugs for years. Not that I want to. Now, I've eaten bugs, not on purpose. I would be going down the hill on my big wheel and my tongue out of the mouth, and I'd be like, ah, and I'd be screaming to the other kids, look at me, look at me, and then bugs would just fly in my mouth. Or when I'd be riding my bike, you know, and I'm like, and stuff would fly. Skiing, even. I'm sure I swallowed some bug skiing. But, and I don't like the taste. You know, if you can't spit them out, you swallow them, then you're like, oh gosh, what did I just eat? And bugs are dirty. We don't want to eat outside bugs because they like your dog feces or your cat feces. Or if there's a dead rodent, the bug will go near there. So you don't want to eat bugs per se that are out there roaming because they're dirty and they could carry some serious disease. But the truth of the matter is, as we learned in Lion King, they can be nutritious and filling, okay? But they have to be processed a certain way. So what are some of the nutritional aspects of bugs? Well, one is protein. The other is, I believe, carbohydrates. There's the vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, B7, B9. There is even folic acid. Depending on, there was one study that looked at crickets, silkworm larvae, waxworm, and mealworms. And they varied, but silkworms had a lot more vitamins than the other ones. These bugs also seem to have calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sodium, and zinc. Now, these are bugs. For scorpions, they say scorpions have protein, fat, tannin, phytate, oxalate. I think you got to be careful with oxalate if you're on Coumadin. And I think you have to be warfarin. And I think you have to be careful with oxalate if you make calcium oxalate stones. I have to double check that. So there's nutritional value in these things. And I am not telling people to go eat bugs, but I am just preparing you that as we are going through this next phase of either the war with Putin and Ukraine or lack of exports or energy crises or inflation, there's going to be more of a push to move people to insects. You know how now politicians say, you know how politicians say never let a good crisis go to waste? And so with the energy crisis and what's happening with fuel, they're like, go electric, go electric. Well, that's what's going to happen. Be prepared that as we start to have more food shortages and food prices go up, they're going to say, go bugs, go insects. And there's more and more companies that are making these things. We probably should invest in some of them, to be honest, but I'm just so worried that there's going to be some sort of infectious disease or something that people get and everybody's going to be all grossed out. So what has been studied on the subject? Well, I haven't done an analysis of all the studies, but a study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that eating crickets, or more specifically food infused with cricket powder, improved one's gut microbiome, which is the bacteria that line the intestine. According to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, over 2 billion people already consume insects as part of their diet. And in fact, in many fine restaurants, they are considered delicacies. Now, the reason why I don't find that to be that shocking is, I mean, one is, if they could put a price tag on something and put some chocolate on it, I'm sure a lot of people will buy it. But remember, go back to caveman days. All right, we didn't sit there and have a menu and go, I want zebra or I want ox. All right, we would hunt and gather. And if there was a seed or a fruit or something sticking on a tree, we would grab it. If there was a bug on that piece of food, we didn't really think about infectious disease that much at the time. We would eat the bug. And a caterpillar was juicy. And it wasn't the shock of eating a fish that's swimming around and spattering, and not even in our world, but in the marine world, was not a foreign concept, just like eating bugs. So we humans are designed to eat bugs. That's why they fly into our mouths. We're designed to eat plants. We're designed to eat fish. We're designed to eat animals. We're not designed to eat ding-dongs. We're not designed to eat, cookies and, potato chips. We're not designed to eat processed food. That's why we're having so many problems with our metabolism and our hearts and all that. But we are designed, sadly, to eat things that are out there in nature. You just have to be careful. I would not eat a black widow, and I would not eat a tarantula. So the Irish Examiner looked at this one study, and they said a team looked at 20 participants aged 18 to 48 for a six-week period as part of a clinical trial. In the first 2 weeks, the test subjects either ate a breakfast containing 25 grams of powdered cricket meal made into muffins and shakes, or were given a control breakfast without the cricket additive. God, I would beg to be in the control group for that one, but you can't choose. The participants then ate a normal diet for another 2 weeks. For the following 2 weeks, those who started on the cricket diet were provided with a control breakfast. Those who were started on the control diet consumed a cricket-based morning meal. The researchers then collected blood and stool samples at various stages in the trial. The blood samples were tested for various health measures like blood glucose, enzymes, liver function, tumor necrosis factor alpha, which is a protein associated with inflammation, and then fecal samples were analyzed. They found no evidence of changes to overall microbial composition or changes to gut inflammation. So that's what one study found. But keep in mind, they kind of gave it to both sets. So they, and I don't know if it was enough time. So the studies are forthcoming. The studies are coming. But even if the studies don't necessarily purport huge nutritional values, you're already seeing them on display. They're already being sold. And the reason why they're, because somebody would be like, they asked a while back, okay, nobody's going to buy it. Why are these companies spending money? Remember, we are in an age of weird challenges, and we do things virally. So somebody saying, here's me eating a cricket, or here's me eating a scorpion, is going to start a trend. And they are hoping to capitalize on that trend. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.